special pilot train service has been launched during the National Day holiday week within Shanxi province. Passengers can crowdfund train tickets online. If there are enough passengers, the local railway bureau will launch the train service, as did the Xi'an Railway Bureau. So, I wonder if this is going to be the future, or is this going to be a one-shot wonder, one-time wonder?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about the so-called crowdfunding bit. Does it fit the description?
Okay, so in fact, it is the first crowdfunding train service in China, and so which should only depart when the number of tickets sold to passengers surpass a certain number.
Right.
Yeah, and also it's a collaboration between the Xi'an Railway Bureau and the Tsinghua University in Beijing. And the staff member told the media, like, the passengers, they are able to choose date of departure, train number, and also class of the seat they want it in by the crowdfunding platform.
Oh.
And the Railway Bureau will make sure when a train would depart. If they cannot, like, if they fail the crowdfunding, they will tell the passengers or the people who are involved in this crowdfunding.
Yeah, so let's talk about the project. It had got 122 participants. That's not so much in their crowdfunding. But the railway bureau, the local railway bureau, said, no, we're still going to go with it because you know what? There's going to be a lot of people that just show up to the station and buy the tickets. They weren't wrong. In total, I think they had 1,200 passengers. But still, keep in mind those 122 participants that were crowdfunding this online. I guess that was 9%. Basically, I think there was a market for this. And you had asked if they're going to continue to do this. According to the local railway bureau officials, they say that it might continue only during like peak traveling systems. Guys, that's the 8-day holiday we just had. That's Spring Festival. Maybe we'll see this kind of line continue. But you would ask also, is this crowdfunding? Well, crowdfunding is the practice of funding a project or venture by raising monetary contributions from a large number of people. Basically, this makes sense. This is like what I would call rewards crowdfunding. So basically, someone's like, hey, you loved that one video game, but the company never wanted to make a sequel. So I asked the company if I could maybe try to crowdfund and get enough money for us to make the sequel. Companies don't want to risk certain things, but the people want it. So this allows them to take that risk, maybe get that product you've always wanted, like a train.
Yes, like a train.
Like a train.
Yeah. Especially during difficult peak traveling season.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
I think it makes sense. I think in a way it shows that the local railway authority is very, wants to keep in touch with market demand.
You like this?
I like the concept of it, but with this story, did a little bit of digging. Apparently only 9% of the total operation fee came from the so-called, well, the money collected by these crowdfunders, so to speak. So that doesn't really necessarily fit what you have in mind for a crowdfund project. But at least I think for the local train station authorities, that they see there is some demand and other people sort of also followed suit in buying train tickets. And it's important to show, important to also to acknowledge what is needed and make that public resource into better use, because you don't want empty trains to be running around.
Yeah, I think it's a win-win project because passengers can buy a ticket and enjoy the tailored service. And also the bureau, they can better like design their trip and get the up-to-date public opinion.
Yeah, I think more people just need to get familiar with crowdfunding. Then we'll see the participation higher online, in which case I still think 1,200 passengers on a train, that shows that 1,200 people wanted this service. I think the bureau is going to look into that and maybe try to do this kind of thing. I like it. I like it when we, the customer, get to customize our service.
Yes, and to some extent, it seems like the railway service is trying to get a little bit more interactive with its customers, which is very important as look at all the different other travel ways that people have adopted.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're up for a little bit of competition. You're listening to Roundtable. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.